Yesterday, we got a text that made us all feel, well, sick to our stomachs here, frankly, at ABC Newcastle. This person says, I've suspected for a while that during hot summer nights, cockroaches use my toothbrush to scratch their backs. Any idea how to prevent this?
Yeah, let's replace the toothbrush daily. Let's keep a lid on it. Let's put it in a glass of water, we heard yesterday. There are a bunch of ways. Keep it in the fridge.
Just burn the house down if this is going on, because honestly, how can any of us carry on at this point? So what is going on our toothbrushes?
We thought we'd get in an expert on the topic. Dr. Emma Beckett is a lecturer at the School of Environmental and Life Sciences at the University of Newcastle. Good morning, Dr. Beckett.
Good morning.
So it begs the question, what exactly is on our toothbrush?
Okay, well, firstly, chill out, because most of the bacteria that is on your toothbrush comes from in your mouth, not from the outside world. So
is that a good thing, though?
Most of it is your own bacteria that's right there already. And people will freak out and think, but the point of brushing my teeth is to get rid of the bacteria. That's true. We want to get rid of the excess bacteria and the plaque that the bacteria put on our teeth. But there is bacteria in your mouth normally all the time, and some of it's what we call normal flora that's meant to be there to stop the bad bacteria from getting in. So that's where most of the bacteria on our toothbrush comes from, so don't panic. Now, some of that advice about putting a lid on it and putting in a glass of water, that's actually some of the worst things you can do. Letting your toothbrush dry out between uses is one of the best ways of stopping bacteria from drying on it. So putting one of those little plastic caps or putting it in a glass of water is actually encouraging bacterial growth.
Okay.
The wrong kind of growth.
I had suspected this, but I'm pleased to have confirmation from an expert, Emma. So we have bacteria from our mouth on the toothbrush. Isn't that what the cockroaches want? Don't they love our tasty, tasty mouth bacteria?
I'm not sure if they do. I think that cockroaches have lots of good things to eat. But, I mean, if you're keeping your toothbrush up high, that's going to reduce the risk of things climbing up onto it.
They fall off the wall.
I'd be more worried about where you're keeping your toothbrush in proximity to your toilet than the cockroaches.
Oh, talk to us.
If you're flushing the toilet with the lid open, that's aerosolizing all the bacteria that's in the toilet bowl, your fecal bacteria and all that delicious stuff. That's getting aerosolized, going in the air, landing on your toothbrush, could grow there. So I'd be more worried about keeping your toilet lid closed when you flush it, keeping your toothbrush away from the toilet, than I would be about cockroaches.
I am changing my life after 30-something years. Toilet lid down. Hey, John in Belmont texted yesterday saying, what about in the fridge? That's where he keeps his toothbrush.
So fridge will slow bacterial growth. I mean, that's why we keep food in the fridge, so that it takes longer to spoil. But fridge is also going to reduce the rate that it dries out, so it's going to keep it moist longer. So I don't know if there's any actual studies on that, but I think it's probably going to be a bit of a give and take in that circumstance. The best thing to do if you're worried about it is replace your toothbrush often. I think most people leave their toothbrushes until they're completely ragged, and that's probably taking it a bit far. Clear toothbrushes grow less stings than opaque toothbrushes.
Really?
The light can get through. Also, with a clear toothbrush, you can see through to see if something's growing in there, whether there's deposit. So you'd know to get rid of it sooner. You're going to dispose of it sooner if it's a clear toothbrush. And the other thing you do, wash it in some mouthwash. The mouthwash that you use
that's
you brush your teeth, you wash your toothbrush in that, either before or after you use it, and that's going to reduce any transfer of bacteria.
And keep the lid closed on the toilet.
Good. Most definitely. That is the best advice.